matters and what's important, and kind of get this in place. Partly because, like Jeff said, A, some of it may take 20 or longer years to fund. But in addition, if we're just doing everything pell-mell, we may spend half that money without any organization anyway over the course of 20 years, and that's something I don't want to do either. So to me, the plan is a key thing that we needed to do, and that's kind of the output for me. I don't know if that would be the kind of thing that would be actually adopted into the city's master plan, or if there's another better way to do that.
General plan.
General plan, yeah. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. So, you know, to me, it is that guiding light, so that as we proceed forward, we're saying, okay, this is where we want to get to, you know, and we spend some money over time toward that goal, maybe sometimes bite off some bigger chunks, maybe sometimes some littler chunks, but we do have a plan. So that's really the goal. And like Jeff said, when that's done, it doesn't mean it's in cement. And as you said earlier, I mean, it's the square itself is always going to be subject to adapting. And that's just reality. But I think I felt it was important. To a lot of people, it probably felt like change. Well, yes, maybe it is in some ways, but in some other ways, it's actually the work to define, you know, the town square, which in some ways will guide and possibly prevent unwanted change. So so it's kind of all those things. And that's all I'd say.
Perfect. Anyone else? Okay, Dave, again, thank you so much.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for the feedback. It's very enlightening and great conversation, very good direction. We look forward to seeing you in a couple of months with a final plan, which we will be taking a look at phasing, just so you know, kind of the opportunities to, you know, bite off little chunks at a time here, if that's the process that needs to move forward with. Could that be a good part of the vision, is to have some kind of phasable strategy that you can move forward with.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate it. Okay.
So can I just ask, so the next step is there a plan coming with all of the changes?
Yes. Okay. So Luke, maybe you could just walk us through the next couple of steps. And a huge shout out to Luke. I was in over my head on this thing and I turned it over to Luke, and then it all really started to happen very, very well. So thank you for saving me.
So currently IBI is, as you mentioned, Lisa, developing kind of a final concept plan. That final concept plan will be presented in January to the working committee. I think there'll be some additional public outreach as part of that, discussing the Swiss days, other key stakeholders and stuff. Hopefully the public as well. And then it's anticipated that probably in the February timeframe, I think is what we discussed, is that we bring that back to the council after that input has been received and digested and present to you guys kind of for a final official public showing of it and stuff and get your final comments on it. So we're looking to get that designed from IEI here the next week or two, and then like I said, start taking it through the committees and those additional public outreach. So.
Great. Thanks for this. I felt like I have had enough people reach out to me that we really needed to be educated on where we are.
And please continue to steer them towards us. Like I said, we can absolutely take those comments and continue passing those on and digesting that with the committee. So if you have people that do want to comment or we need to set plans to let us know, we'd be more than happy to do that. So.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Luke. And I think to your point, Kevin, I think that this certainly could become part of the general plan committee discussions, right? So it could be on the Main Street committee, it could also be in the economic committee. There's multiple committees that could be looking at this too. So timing couldn't be better, in my opinion. Okay, if there's not anything else, I'm gonna call for a quick 5-minute break, and we'll reconvene, well, let's say 7 minutes. We'll reconvene at 6:15. 7 minutes, Joe.
Sweet.
Not one second more.